This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Paris has instituted a ban on all cars built before 1997 in an effort to combat its growing smog problem. Earlier, in 2016, they began allowing vehicles with even and odd-numbered license plates only to enter the city that day. Inequality is particularly destructive. It allows small groups to change the rules in politics or economics in their favor, which would also thwart innovation and slacken growth as well as increase inequality, say experts. The financial and health sectors in the U.S., because of their size, gives them political power that makes them difficult to control. Police officers in a troubled department in New Orleans are being trained to intervene if they see colleagues engaged in unethical behavior. Republicans and Democrats are both in motion in more affluent, traditionally Republican districts where Trump's abysmal standing with college-educated white women is threatening Republican incumbents. The mortality rate of pregnant women in Texas has doubled in recent years and is now at the same level as Ukraine and Russia. The timeline coincides with the defunding of Planned Parenthood in that state. 75% of college and university history departments no longer have full-time researchers or teachers of political history. According to a Quinnipiac poll, 59% of likely voters and 29% of likely Republican voters think that the way Trump talks appeals to bigotry. 54% of all whites think so. 57% of white women think that. 58% of whites with college degrees think that. And 72% of non-whites think that. In almost one-third of U.S. counties, the insurance marketplace is likely to have only one health care option. Mail may be late for a couple of days in Canada, where 50,000 Canadian postal workers say that they will stop working overtime if they don't have a contract extension with their union. Hyundai's 50,000 unionized workers have rejected their annual pay deal, which could mean more strikes coming in South Korea. Surveys are indicating that the unchurched are not interested in worshiping or even talking about God. More would go to a church for a neighborhood safety event or community service project than respond to an invitation to attend worship service or a small discussion group. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.